Ron, for the first time in 2023, I'm at work wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and that's it.
Yeah, I can see that. And it's going to get up to 82 today. It's going to be the warmest day of the year. So we've got ourselves a good one today. It's tomorrow that doesn't look so good, but really, I mean, most of the week is looking fantastic. We're going to be warming up in time for Easter weekend. Easter weekend looks dry. We just have to weather more storms on Wednesday. So, I mean, that's kind of the time of the year we've got. I mean, it's springtime. We're going to see the chance for storms. And we do have it tomorrow, but what, don't have it today? Yeah, I think a lot of people are wearing shorts and flip-flops and all that good fun.
So, with highs in the lower 80s, I mean, how unseasonably warm is that for this time of year?
That's very. I mean, we're our record high's in the mid-80s. So, we're talking about not too far off the record high. We've only hit 81 so far this year. We did it in the 1st of March. Of course, that was the earliest 80 we've ever hit in recorded history. So, but yeah, normally we don't hit the 80s now. The average high temperature is in the 60s. So this is well above the average. Now, 64 is the average high right now.
Okay, so with it high, like the high in the lower 80s, are we going to see the sun at all today, or is it pretty much going to be damp and depressing?
No, I think we will see a lot of sun, mainly in the afternoon. We've got some clouds this morning, but keeping that temperature up. I mean, it's a mild start. We're right around 60 degrees. Can't complain about that. And, you know, it's not really humid out there either, but yeah, we'll get a good dose of sunshine this afternoon. Then more clouds will move in tonight, and here comes some thunderstorms. Really, first thing tomorrow morning, got a chance for some thunderstorms. And throughout the day, I mean, we got the chance out there. So nothing to brag about tomorrow, but plenty to brag about today.
Yeah, and I think the last time I looked, we were under a slight risk of severe weather tomorrow. Is that still holding up?
Well, actually, we've been bumped up a little bit.
Great.
We've got actually a couple of rounds that will be moving in. We've got a marginal risk first thing in the morning, right around daybreak. So actually a little bit before daybreak. Looks like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, we can see some thunderstorms push through. Now they bumped it up to an enhanced risk. It's mainly for damaging winds. We do have a 5% chance for a tornado, so we can't rule that out. But it looks like the weather's going to be a lot worse to our west, and northwest and southwest in particular. But, yeah, along the Mississippi and west, that's where the rough weather is going to be. But for us, I mean, it could get rough enough, I mean, but it's mainly going to be a damaging wind threat.
Well, like Ron said, once we get past that, though, the rest of the week looking great. Easter weekend looks sensational.
Oh, without a doubt. We're going to be in the low 70s for highs. I mean, for Easter egg hunting, and a lot of that will be going on. Perfect weather. Of course, it was really nice last Sunday. I think a lot of people had their Easter egg hunts last Sunday, but yeah, this Sunday's looking good too. So Saturday, Sunday, Friday's looking good for the first time in this year, I think. The Friday's looking good.
Well, it's about time.
No doubt. I mean, yeah, it could be in the mid-60s on Friday with sunshine. Love it.
All right, Ron, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a fantastic Tuesday.
All right, talk to you tomorrow. See you.